Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And yes, folks, we are on one day a week now. You can reach us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, any inspiring any messages you would wish to give to us, anything you want to see us do differently, you can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can follow our blog on at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and I am going to get better at that. I have to be in the mode to write, folks. I have to be in the mode. As well as Marie and I do goddess parties. We also come into your houses and teach. We have a deal going on. If you have 10 or more people, men or women or the blending of both, the host or hostess has it free of charge. And we travel anywhere and everywhere. So we even go out of state, folks, if it's something that you're interested in. So you can call Marie at 651-303-0555. Or Beth, 651-941-36 to set up an appointment. And we also do intuitive clairvoyant, like we do on the show. We do readings that we do charge for, and we do it either together or individually. And we now, folks, finally have our website. Go to www.divinegoddessradio.com. We would love for your feedback to let us know what it looks like, what you think of it. I'm trying to think, what else do I need to say?
We have a Facebook page that we'd really to like. We really want to grow that page. So if you haven't done so already, please go in there and like our page. And we do choose one of our likers every month for a free reading from Beth and I. And also on our web page, you'll notice we have a page for Beth and a page for Marie with our reading rates. And if you would like to have a reading with both of us. We've actually had a listener that has done a reading with both of us. Just contact us and we can tell you what the rates are. I'm going to go in there and set that up, but I haven't set it up yet. But
it's finally done, folks. It's no longer under construction.
Yep, we finally have a contact form on there as well. So if you need to contact us, just fill it out and it'll come to our email.
Okay, well, you know what? There's been a lot going on energetically, and I know a lot of people are feeling it. So, Marie, do you want to give a little feedback on what's been going on so people can say, oh, that's what's going on?
Well, energetically, it has been very up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had Saturn basically crossed the path of the moon. And so what it's doing, it kind of, you know, you could have seen it, I think yesterday NASA had it up on their site, and you could actually see how Saturn crossed the path of the moon. But energetically what that is all about is bringing your soul purpose and life purpose out again, because people are questioning that again. After we've gone through the last, I'd say, 3-4 weeks of clearing and purging and clearing and purging, we're now at the point where we're going, oh,
right, blend out
I
that
forgot.
Ass.
What am I supposed to do? And now that I've cleared and purged, what am I here for? So everybody's examining that again. So this is being brought to the forefront. So just, you know, if you feel yourself going, why am I here? That's why.
I love how Marie says it, like, why am I here? There have been a lot of people going, you know, and I in particular, who have gone into the depths of, you know, and it hasn't been nice like that. Why am I here? It's been upset with my soul, mm-hmm. feeling lack of leadership, going, my God, if you're not sitting here, you're not in charge. Who's in charge here? What is my purpose here? So, like, if you're having those kind of feelings, you guys, really upset and angry, just know that's what it's about. That is what it's about, and very, very what everybody else is going through.
And a lot of transitioning is going on, too. I don't know if you've noticed or known people, you know, around you or you're experiencing this. A lot of people are all of a sudden transitioning, too, because
it's intense.
It's been really intense. So a little bit of insight in case you're feeling
You know, and also, because I know I'm not the only one, just so you know that you're not having that feeling and those emotions of thinking you're here by yourself, does it really matter, what's the point, does my light even make, you know, does my existence, yes, it does, you guys, it does. Yesterday was a different story, today's a better day, but just so you know, those, it feels like the bipolar ride, it does, it's like a bipolar express, you're happy and sad literally within moments. So, again, you know, if you feel that there might be some depression going on, get yourself to somewhere, to a professional, because we're not doctors. But really spend a lot of time outside and time by water, around the trees, be by plants, also flowers, flower essence, a lot of meditation. I would really highly recommend yoga and also journaling. So those are just some of the coping skills that you can utilize to get you through this to the next step.
Yeah, and I mean, I myself have all of a sudden been out, I've been outside a lot, and I'm just feeling the need to be out there, and I know it's just to keep myself grounded and to be out in nature, and it really makes a huge difference, because you don't want to keep yourself locked inside.
You know, and also look at every single day, are you balanced in your spirituality? Are you balanced in your personal life? Are you balanced physically? So are you doing any physical movements, and are you balanced? What, there's like four different core areas that you should focus on, and I can't remember what the next one, what the fourth one is. But it's making sure when you're out of whack, that means you're out of balance. So look at what you're out of balance on. Are you giving more than you're taking? Are you open to receiving?
And also, too, I know, you know, we've talked about in the last couple months of just purging out and releasing all of our old stories. But if you're finding and you're thinking that you've done your work and then all of a sudden it comes back, look at it, though, because I'm feeling that this is your last, it's the last time it's punctuating you and you're going, okay, I get it. It's come back again, but now I know what I need to do, and I'm doing it, and I'm done now. So if something revisits you and you thought you were done with it, take another look at it and, you know, recognize it for the finality of what it is.
And you guys, yes, there's a lot of family stuff going on. So you are reexamining relationships with mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. It doesn't matter if they're here or if they've already crossed over. And then, you know, reevaluating friendships. So just so you know, it's all about relationships. And it's big time about your interpersonal relationship with self, because it's all about self-love and self-care.
Yep.
So do it. Don't ignore it, because the more you ignore it, the heavier you're going to feel. You know, the harder it can feel like you're moving through all the day. And then you're tired a lot more, and then you're going to find that you're down in the dump. So take care of it right away and look at it. What is that really about? Is that my belief system, or is it somebody else's?
Right, and why is it coming back? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you've decided, hey, you know what, I'm not dealing with this drama. I'm not dealing with it. And I'm not going to let it affect me. And I recognize it for what it is, and I'm putting it aside and saying, hey, this is how it is. This is who I am. If they don't like it, too bad. I'm moving on.
Tough titty says a kitty. That's what I say. No more milk. Get out.
Oh, God. All right, then. On that note, if you'd like to call in and you have a question, the number is 347-327-9360, and we are also taking questions in the chat room. And let's do our email. We had an email question, an emailer that sent a question earlier today, so let's do hers. So the question is from Catherine. Are you picking up serious relationship coming into my life anytime soon? If so, could you shed any details about Mr. Wonderful? Okay.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing, it's not going to be this year. You're looking at 2015. It looks like you have present stuff that's going on that you're holding in your heart that has to do with relationships.
I'm hearing March of next year.
Yeah, March of next year. And so don't go, oh, my goodness, because Marie and I are right there with you along with other people, but you want yourself to be at your best.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying he'll never be there, but that's part of, and I keep hearing the word neediness. So if there's past stuff, past relationships to do with neediness and not knowing if you can be without a guy, even though you're going, hey, I've been without a guy for a year, but if, you know, you've always been on the search for something or someone, this is your opportunity to look at what is that about. Do you want your equal? Because you want to be mindful of what it is that you're going to attract.
Yeah, because I'm hearing search within yourself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in a little bit more and finish up whatever. There's just like a little bit left.
And it looks like self-love stuff, self-love. So just so you know, Catherine, this is not a bad thing because I'm right there with you, girl. We're all going through this. So just take a little deeper look at that and look at the relationship that you're having with yourself right now. Mm-hmm. Do you love, not just like who you are, do you love who you are?
Yep. Yes.
So that's all I'm getting. You get anything else, Marie?
No, that's pretty much what I was getting too. So just to finish up examining yourself, going in and examining that last piece of yourself, and so that by the time you're done with it, you're whole and complete and you're ready. And then you will attract that same to you.
And if you have, I'm just getting this piece of information, if you have opportunities of going to parties, and it doesn't feel like it's like parties that you're going and you're having a lot of alcohol, but if you have get-togethers, invites, dinner parties with people, to be open. But again, you need to do your work. You need to do your work. The sooner you do your work, it can always be before the end of the year, because
mm-hmm.
we're manifesting fast in certain things. So that's up to you. So do what you need to do. Go
and
look at it.
And I'm hearing, too, that you know exactly what that little piece is. So
yep,
you
yep,
know what to
yep,
do.
Yep, yep, you do. It's not going to be this big ordeal.
No. Mm-mm.
So good luck to you, Catherine.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for typing in. All right, let's grab our first caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hola.
Hello. Are you on mute? If you want to unmute.
Hello.
Hi.
Were you saying
hello?
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why, if there's a little bit of a delay. My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Where are you from, Julie?
I'm Florida.
Florida. Okay. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to lower the radio. I am just curious whether, like, if you guys are picking up on anything regarding relationship for me. I just recently made a decision about one of my relationships, and I just wanted to know if you see anything in the future and if it was the right one and what's going on with me.
Are you having some anxiety over this, Julie?
Yes.
Because I'm picking up a lot of anxiety, so I'm trying not to take it on because I'm going, man, all of a sudden I'm really anxious. But I'm seeing two thumbs up with you. I'm seeing two thumbs up with you.
Did you – this is going to sound funny, but I'm hearing the song Hit the Road, Jack. Is that basically what you did or told the –
Basically, yeah, and it wasn't me
okay.
that hit the road. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah,
but that's
was
a perfect song, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what I keep hearing. Okay, well, that one's done. So hit the road, Jack. And that was actually good because it was empowering for you.
Mm-hmm.
So good move.
Okay. Now,
this one is very good. Really be there to really nurture this relationship. It's going to be different than your other ones. As he will do the same for you.
What in regards to somebody new coming into my life, or?
Yes, yep.
Is that person in my life right now, or?
No, I'm hearing he's coming.
He's coming.
Yep.
So it's not somebody who I know.
He's coming in very, very soon, because he's very close to you. Mm-hmm. I feel him right in, he's right there, so I wouldn't be shocked. Oh, I'm hearing within a month.
I was hoping to be single for a little while, ladies.
Well, you don't just remember, free will has that option. You have that option if you're not ready for it. So you can start off with a really good relationship, and then it fosters into something else and grows into something even better.
Now, is the person who I made hit the road, is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
His ego's bruised. But because you did that, he has to look at some stuff differently.
Yeah, that was the main concern.
Yep, and that's up to him whether or not he does it.
Yeah, there's a.
All right then.
I see like a little child, like he's very childish.
He has mother issues, though. He has mother issues.
And I'm picking up, like, did he tantrum a lot?
I'm wondering whose energy you guys are picking up, because the person that hit the road, he's not super childish. He's a lot older than I am and super mature and a really great guy, but just not for me. There's another person currently in my life who is, like, a tantrum thrower, very immature.
Oh.
And that's
okay.
The person that's very close to me right now, so that's probably the energy that you're getting.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you involved with him romantically?
I'm involved with him intimately, let's put it that way.
Okay, then, just so you know, that's the information that I'm picking up on there.
Okay.
Because that's the one I'm seeing. Well, isn't that interesting?
That's the energy I'm picking up. Like,
it'll be interesting,
really,
yeah.
Childish. I'm seeing somebody throw temper tantrums, and I'm like, well.
Oh, that is hysterical.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, and just so you know, the information that I'm seeing, that I said a month, that's directed to the individual that's in your life right now, the guy who's having the temper tantrums. I'm hearing as if you guys both, I'm hearing a lot of nurturing in that relationship, and it could manifest, again, free will, it could manifest into something else. That's if
okay.
you're wanting it to. But you could sit here and say, no, it's just, you know, if it's for whatever you're using it for, you know,
right.
that's okay too. But that's the information that I'm picking up with the guy that's in your life right now.
Okay.
So what was yours for, Marie? Was it for this one that's in her life, or was
it
for another one?
That's the energy I'm picking up. So,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Well, this
like,
is now.
Aww.
This is another thing for you. Just so you know, Julie, he has huge cords and attachments around you. So,
what does that mean?
Be very mindful of what it is that you're really wanting from him. Because those cords and attachments, if you don't know about anything, can prevent anybody else from coming in. If he's not the
right.
one you want, and if you just want him for intimate relationships.
Right, you're
so,
saying, like, cut the cords with him or else
yep,
it's going to
yep.
become something else.
Because they're big on him, and that would go in if he's emotionally at a different level,
yeah.
with, to where you have those tantrums. He's emotionally there, and it can be to where down the road it could end up draining you. So you want to be mindful of that, because that's the information.
You know,
and
I know that it's only one question thing, but I really want to say something, see what you guys say about it. I've noticed
okay.
recently, because my live-in boyfriend obviously moved out of the house, and I've had this other guy in the house a bunch of times since he left. And I'm
okay.
noticing that when I'm around him lately, I'm very mm-hmm. tired.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that would
so,
be the
like
cords
so
and the
tired.
Attachments. Yep, that
yes.
would be the cords and
energy
attachments.
Energy vampire. Yep.
Yep. So you want to go onto YouTube, because there's different ways that you can cut it's and those are free to learn how to cut, clear, and release those cords and attachments.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like on you. I see him like on top of you. He's all over
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
so
I definitely
want to
have
be mindful
that too.
Of that.
Okay. Yeah, I got to do a little cleanup.
Because you
think.
Might think the relationship is one thing, intimacy,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever that is, wink, wink. And then he's looking at it completely, it feels like in a different way.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you're no strings and he's strings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
So we got to cut those strings.
Yep.
All right, then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All
so
right, but I'm glad
you.
That you guys... You guys saw a thumbs up for the first thing, so that's good.
Yes, yes, yep,
mm-hmm.
yep.
All right, cool.
Thank you,
ladies.
Julie, for calling in.
Have a nice evening.
Yeah,
you
thank
too,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's get our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stacy, and I'm also calling from Florida.
All right.
Hi, Stacy. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, question. What do you see about a job coming, career, you know, any job coming, like time frame, or
yeah.
and is it lasting, you know?
So are you currently working right now?
No, so that's...
I'm here in office, but I'm asking for more details.
Yeah, because I'm picking up administrative. Yes. Are you in a looking for an administrative type of position?
Exactly, and I don't know why it's so hard to find right now. Do you see, like, when and if I'll last there?
Because I'm picking up real estate, have you worked in the real estate field?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Is that something that you could do, like, in an administrative capacity?
Well, in administrative, but not, like, sales.
No, I'm talking administrative. Because if you're only looking, like, in certain places to kind of open it up, and I'm
I have applied everywhere, and it's still pending.
Okay. And you've applied at real estate offices to, like, you know, be, you know, someone who answers the phones or does filing or takes care of files, things like that?
Well, I looked online to see what current openings are listed, and I just send my resume out.
Okay.
I'm hearing something's going to happen within 2 weeks. You're going to hear from somebody.
Oh,
and there will
be an
interview. There will be an interview. So make sure that you're really grounded and you're focused and you want to set the intention, you know, with a phone call. So every morning you're going to start getting into this habit that you're going to set an intention that there's going to be clear and open communication with everyone that you communicate with and those that communicate with you, and that you're connected to source and you're going to be guided to. And I'm seeing a dental office. Because I'm seeing all the equipment, and I'm seeing you sitting at a desk.
So, like, in a more of a dentist office than a real estate.
Well, I'm also seeing real estate, because I think you're very organized, is what I'm picking up. You're very organized, and you would be very good at keeping a good filing system. And actually, both professions, you know, require that.
Yes, yep. So don't get just set in what Marie says and what I say.
Yeah.
Be open to the possibilities there.
Right. And make sure you apply to everything, not just one specific, you know, like
I apply everywhere.
Yeah.
So
and this dental
saying,
office is in a white building. This dental office is in a white building. I'm seeing 1001.
I went to a dentist office today for a cleaning, but they're not hiring.
That is hysterical. Okay, let me go in and check if that's what I'm picking up on.
But you see it lasting? Like, you see I'm going to be at a job more than a few weeks? Is it, you know?
I'm still picking up in 2 weeks that you're going to be hearing from someone.
Oh, yeah, but working physically at a desk, I'm going to be there for a while, hopefully.
Well, it looks like within a month you'll be working somewhere. You will be working somewhere. But I'm not getting clear because I went in and asked about the dental, and that was the dental office that you went to. So it's like, well, isn't that interesting? I'm asking about her work.
Oh, so I'll get a job and hopefully stay at a job, because it's so hard to find a job I never even imagined, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I said.
I'm picking up that when you get this job, you'll be there for a while.
Yes. Yep.
So
it won't
be a temporary 1 or 2 month thing. You'll be there for a while.
And I like the people. Will you know, get along with the people.
Yes. You know, and I'm also hearing don't rule out law offices, you know, for the work also. So look at real estates, look at law offices, and just check around. You can always just send your resume there, whether or not they're advertising or not. And, you know, you put in the cover letter of what it is that you're looking for, and they can keep it on file. So don't rule out all possibilities. But within a month, it feels like 2 weeks you're going to hear something. Within a month, you have something.
Oh, okay, because, you know, I'm in, like, a panic because, you know.
Nope, don't be in that panic because that can shut it down.
Yeah.
Just trust. Just trust that you have this time to do stuff that you need to do for yourself right now to take care of yourself energetically.
When you panic, you negate all the good stuff that you put out there. So you want to be really mindful of keeping that panic.
Understand why, like, the last jobs didn't work. That's why I'm saying.
Well, sometimes there's a reason why, you know, it just wasn't for your highest good.
Yeah, well, and you just have to look at it. Don't personalize it. It just wasn't for your highest good. Because now the next job that you go to, it's going to be people that you're needing on your path at this time.
Wow, and in a month, that's really terrific, you know.
Yes, it is. It is. So just stay positive. Write down all your worries on that piece of paper so that they're out of your mind, out of your system. And then if they're negative, burn them, burn them. So stay positive. You have it. Visualize that you're in office, what you're doing, that you're having fun with the people. You know, if you want a family atmosphere, that it's like a family atmosphere, that you're close to one another, et cetera, et cetera. Great boundaries, whatever. Whatever it is you're looking for, imagine it.
Oh, speaking of close, because you said close, is it something that's like close by me, or do I have to travel a distance?
I'm hearing it's close by you, close by you.
Oh, that's great. That's even better.
It feels like it's under 5 miles.
Oh, you know what? I'm feeling real good now.
Good.
Very good. I am so happy. I want to thank you guys so much because this really, really, you know, to start off and just be able to know that there's an income coming in, because it's right now very difficult when you have nothing coming in.
I know.
We both know.
Trust us. We hear, we've been there, and there's many people who have been there. You're not there on your own. So
yeah, and it's not like years ago when unemployment is only like 24 weeks.
Right. Yep.
All right. I want to thank you so much, and I'll let you know. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, and if you would like to call in, 347-327-9360. Grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jane. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Hello,
hi, Jane.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I'd like to ask you about my career, what you can see coming up for me. I'm trying lots of different things.
Okay. You're self-employed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's the first thing I heard was, oh, she's self-employed. Yay.
Yeah.
And do you have a couple businesses going?
I have one business. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you an artist or really creative with that, what you're doing?
I am very creative. I'm not being as creative as I used to be.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have something to do with music?
No, not for my business. I started playing piano, but just for myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just
you're in my energy.
Because I'm hearing music as an outlet, so that's why I'm wondering.
Yes, that's what I've been doing to just to turn my brain off.
Ah, okay. Are you looking to start another business?
Sort of. I've been working with a couple other people to start a new venture. I don't know where that's going to go.
Okay.
I've got.
Are you literally doing artwork?
Really doing artwork?
I keep seeing you doing artwork, to where you're actually doing artwork, like paintings, and I'm seeing drawings. So I'm trying to ask, is that symbolic? Is it literal?
I'm not doing any artwork or painting.
Okay, so why are they showing me that?
Okay, because that's why I asked you before if you had a business or businesses, because I'm hearing the new one is going to be a successful venture, that it is going to be successful.
Okay.
Do you do consulting work too?
Yeah, that's my main business.
Oh, that's your main business? Okay. Okay. And then is this new business, is it a branch off of that?
Yes.
With
sort of a little bit different with a couple other people.
Okay. Because what I'm hearing is that the energy of you all combined is what is going to make that take off.
Okay.
I see, what is it, like 3 or 4 people?
Yeah, there's 3 of us.
Okay. Because I see your energy all swirling and matching together.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that because we do a little bit of different things. The 3 of us together make a bigger whole kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm just.
And are you guys focusing on your marketing right now of your business?
Yeah, and that's where I'm not really ready to put a whole lot into it. I'm going to just kind of said, well, let's wait and see how this goes. We'll kind of try it and put some things together.
The marketing is a big piece, though. You've got to get out and market.
And we did another thing, and I did a lot of energy in it, and, of course, I need to make an income.
Okay, are you guys networking, though? Are you guys going as a group and networking and putting your business out there?
Well, they both have more money than I do kind of thing. So one of them's on holidays for a month. The other one, yeah.
Because it's really important for you guys as a group to go out and network together as a group. That's going to be very important. I see you guys going to even like cocktail parties or events. Things like that, where you are together as a group and you're presenting yourself as a group.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I'm not picking up on anything on it. I just continue to see this artwork. So it has to be symbolic. So painting would mean that you're creating something new. And so clear.
When you say painting, that's what my soul longs to paint.
Oh.
It's getting bigger and bigger. The picture of a paint and painting is getting bigger and bigger, and they're not letting me see anything else. And I'm going, well, she says she doesn't paint. What do you guys want me to do? And so,
that
would
go.
Make sense.
Would you be able to be the one who's involved in painting your logo or
creating
the logo or the brochure or something that represents your company?
So that artistic piece can come out. Your soul can have that piece of that.
Yeah, well, I've always done a lot of creative things, but I've never done artwork just for myself.
Oh.
I've always been like the hired one, right? So it's like I've always kind of pictured, because I've always found it like I only have so much time, so I've been kind of not put my time into that because I just needed to put it in other places. And I always told myself when I retired, that I want to paint.
Oh.
Well,
your soul is saying,
grab it, go grab, I don't know if you guys have a Michael store there, but you can get like 10.
Oh, I have all this stuff in my house because I've done a lot of creative projects, but always when somebody's hired me to do them.
Yep, yep.
Just grab a small canvas and just take some paints and all of a sudden let yourself go without thinking and see what comes out. That's gonna help you unlock that creative thing.
Where
you're stuck.
I can't seem to hear. Like I'm looking for guidance, and it's just I feel so overwhelmed with everything, the options, and I'm all by myself, and I'm trying to get out of this, and I just feel like, oh my God, where do I go? What do I do first?
Try the painting. And
you'll be amazed at where that painting is going to bring you. And your soul will be able to sit here and talk through your painting. You'll be able to see it. And that would make sense because the energies will start settling down and you're going to have more of a clear picture of what's going to be happening. You'll be gaining clarity here soon, just so you know. You'll be gaining clarity. And artwork is phenomenal on gaining it. You know that. You know that.
Well, that's why I started playing piano. Like I started to play the piano and just be with that.
Yeah, but until all 3 of you are together in one space, you guys have to be together in one space in order for that spark to get it moving. Because right now everybody's scattered.
Yeah, and they're not as driven. They're one fellow's going away for 2 months in the winter, and it's like, you can't grow a business that way.
No.
I mean, I wish it was true.
You know, and wonderful him that he has obviously has the luxury to do that, but, you know, So then that makes sense with the painting.
And there's nothing wrong with putting down guidelines and boundaries, saying if we want to make this successful, this is where we have to be.
We are in the process of doing that. We had a really productive meeting, and we did discuss those things, and we're drafting up some agreements and how that looks like. But, you know, they're, like I said, one's away for the month of August. Mm-hmm. So a little bit topping, not much. And I'm really careful because I don't want to do it all. I can't afford to.
No. Use this time while they're away to get your juices going. Work on you for the next couple of weeks.
That's what I'm really telling myself, you know, let go of other people's stuff.
Yep. And don't feel guilty about it, because we tend to do that. And sometimes you need to just focus on you, because your soul is screaming out for it. And you got to focus on what feeds your soul before you can move on to the next step.
Yeah, because I can't hear the voice. I can't hear the direction. I know I could just busy myself, and it's not going to help me.
And believe it or not, art can bring you to that new level. They're showing me for a reason, the art. So, you know, but free will has everything to do with it. But it's taking that time to do it for yourself, to do it for yourself.
And that you think will help me?
Pardon me?
And you think that will help me?
Oh, painting, yes. I've gained clarity in painting. Whether or not you do it, it will guide you into the next step, because it's opening up another way of channeling, because you could start channeling information. You could start,
just so you know, that's where
we are soul-wise right now. There's a lot of people who are having a hard time with tuning in with spirit right now.
I can channel
You're right
when
where
I write.
The rest of us are.
Yeah, I can channel when I write.
Mine isn't as open as it normally is.
But it's different. It's different type of channeling. I don't know how to explain it.
Yep.
Different.
Yep. Yep.
Different energy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gal.
Thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You for calling in.
So I'm going to get through this. Eh? There'll be some clarity sometimes.
You will. Yep. You will. Just let your soul get what it needs to get out, and you know what it's longing to do. Because sometimes when it's longing to do whatever it wants to do, kind of, you know, you can't really move forward until you get that out. So just get that out and then let yourself be clear.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great evening. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Get our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, yes. My name is LaRon, and I'm calling from California.
LaRon?
Yes, LaRon.
You have a question or a comment?
I do. I wanted to see if you ladies can tell me if you pick up marriage for me.
Well, I heard yes right away. Mm-hmm. And thank you, by the way, because you are a bright light. I can feel your energy. It feels lovely. So you're doing a good job of whatever you're doing. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Thank you. Anything you guys can tell me about the future husband, maybe when I meet him, anything about him, a description or personality, whatever you pick up about him?
I'm hearing nothing until 3 months. So what is that? I'm asking, October, November, beginning of November.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a J with first name, dark hair. He has shorter, dark hair. He has darker skin. I don't see the nationality, but he has darker skin.
He kind of walks like a cowboy, kind of seeing a little bow-leggedness. I don't know if he is a cowboy or if he... But I, that's,
or maybe
that's
he have bowleg
hat and boots.
Are you going to be going to a wedding anytime soon, within the next 3 months?
No, I haven't got invited to any weddings. So, yeah, I don't know of any.
Okay, then this is your first time seeing, because I'm seeing a married couple here. I can't tell if that's him because he has his back towards me, and I'm asking him to turn around.
Oh, that would be nice if he would. That would be nice.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said that would be nice if he would turn around.
I know it would be nice.
Yeah.
He's a very, his energy is very gentle, very loving, very nurturing. He appears to be shorter stature. And so when I say that, to me, short stature is when they're under
6'2". Okay.
I like my guys tall. I like my guys tall.
Okay.
But he'll be taller than you. He'll be taller than you, though.
Okay.
Are you shorter stature?
Probably 5'5".
Probably
I'm
5'5".
5'5".
Mm-hmm. Oh, 5'5", yeah. Yeah. It feels like he'll be like maybe 5'9", 5'11". 5'9", 5'11". He has really black hair. The hair is really poignant for some reason. Oh, and it's parted on, it's kind of like parted on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
God, he has really darker skin. I want to say Indian, like India Indian. He looks India Indian, possibly. But don't get caught up in that.
Right. Do you know how I meet him, the circumstances of the meeting?
How do they meet? An event. What's the event? Are you going to a seminar? There's going to be a seminar that you're going to. You don't have plans for it yet. There's going to be a seminar that you're going to be going to. So keep an open mind to classes, a class that might be coming up. That's more, you know, gee, it could be a 3-day event. It could be I'm hearing 3-day, like a 3-day event. And it's not something that's put together yet, but just keep an open mind on that.
And I'm hearing he likes rodeos, too.
Okay. He does. Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, in August, September, there's going to be places that, you know, just keep an open mind, too. It's something that's going to be a 3-day event. So there's rodeos that definitely go for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
There's seminars that go for 3 days. So keep an open mind on...
Do you travel for work? Do you do anything for work? Like attend meetings?
No, I don't travel for work, and I work from home, so.
Okay.
It keeps coming up, seminar.
Oh, yeah, because I'm seeing something in a hotel.
There's a 3-day seminar you're going to be going to.
So it's not the wedding that you guys were asking me about if I'm going to a wedding? That's not it.
No, it's not a 3-day wedding. So what I'm seeing with that is your potential, because you're wanting to get married. So there is that potential there because you're attracting
right.
a guy who wants the same thing. But, yeah, I keep hearing a 3-day seminar.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting, but I can't hear what kind of a seminar. But you're going to travel for it. Doesn't mean it's going to be long distance, but you're going to be traveling for it, but it's a 3-dayer.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that means things are still in the works.
Yeah.
Full
right.
details
like
aren't there yet.
Seminar or convention or something
yeah.
like that.
But it's going to be a 3-dayer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would have to be away from home. You think I'd have to be away from home for 3 days? Or something that I can just travel to every day?
Right. Because I'm staying in a hotel. So it feels like you're going to be staying in this hotel.
Yeah, you're going to be staying in it. You're going to be traveling to it. When I say traveling, it might be to where you just have to take a car or a sub,
yeah.
like a car to it where it's driving, not to where you have to go in a, you know, a plane or anything. But it feels like you're gonna be driving there and you're going to be staying there. It's going to be very relaxing, very enjoyable. Something out of the ordinary. That's all I'm hearing. So what that means, no idea. That's the information that I'm getting. Do you have anything else for her, Marie?
Mm-mm.
So keep an open mind for a guy with the name, you know, starts with a J, but don't get caught up in it. He's going to have darker hair, and he's probably around, no more than 5'9". I'm giving him a lot if I'm saying 5'11", but it feels more like 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit taller than you, but a very nice-looking guy, very nice-looking guy.
Okay.
Very handsome, very handsome. So within 3 months, so good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Sounds good.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, lady.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so we had a couple callers, and they keep dropping off and coming back and dropping off and coming back. So it must be the good old Blog Talk system. Until they come back on, because we had a local number in there, too, and they keep coming in and out. Do you have anything else you want to chit-chat about until they come back on? 347-327-9360.
Well, you know, I think it's also good. I don't know if we said this, and just in case we did say this, I'm going to repeat it again because we can always listen to it again. And for somebody who might just be surfing this and listening to it very briefly, you know, there's a lot of people who are also experiencing being disconnected from their higher self, spirit, whatever you want to call it, God. But energetically, that's what's going on right now, you guys. So don't panic. Don't panic. Like my gifts, I've never, ever have had to work towards reading anybody, but I can feel it like the past couple weeks. The information doesn't come in and flow in like it used to. But we're also, we have to remember, we're in uncharted territory energetically, you guys. And there's, again, remember, we have wars that are popping up all over the world right now. So that energy is dispersed, and it's going out into the universe everywhere. And you guys don't realize there's different layers and levels and planes and dimensions and cosmos and galaxies and universes, gateways, portals, vortex. I mean, if you guys realize how vast this is, we're doing cleanup from everything and everywhere. So that's why it feels like it's a never-ending thing. You know, and the Earth has been around for how many, is it billions of years or millions of years? And man has really done a job on it since the 3rd century. So we have major, major cleanup to do here. So, and it feels, and what I see, because it has my sight is still here, thank goodness. It's just not coming in as thick as it
used
to.
The Middle Eastern thing is really interfering with a lot of stuff, too. Because,
it is.
I think it was one of those things that wasn't expected, and all of a sudden, it's, you know,
is
the
that
dark,
the Palestine?
Yeah. The dark always tries to throw a little
twerve out. Yep.
So when that happens, it, you know, and it's like, ugh.
But this energy is really different. It's really different. It's very brown. It almost like it looks like poo color. It's different. And I was reading on Facebook. I don't watch the news, you guys, so I'm not hip or up on everything that's happening other than what Marie or somebody else tells me. But on Facebook, I was noticing people were saying something about kids being involved. Is that where they were involved, like a lot of kids who have been taken out because of what's going on?
I don't think so.
Well, there's something that's going on in there, and I wonder if this is the energies that I'm seeing.
I haven't read anything about kids unless they're caught up in the bombing. You know, they're being bombed.
Yeah.
But then the Ebola virus, too, is, you know, spreading around, and that's another thing. So.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yep.
And, folks, that's why I don't listen to the news. How depressing. But yeah, all you can do is stay in your heart space no matter how hard it might be, you know, and no matter how dark you might feel. Just remember, we all came from love. Go into your heart. Ask at your heart chakra. Try this. The best way to do it is go into meditation and go into the center of your heart and ask that it's cleared out. And if you don't see, ask that you start feeling it, and your heart should start feeling lighter and lighter and brighter and brighter. And there you go. You release some of that muck and yuck. But we're going through layers of it. It's layers of that. So I just want to reiterate that because I know a lot of people are feeling that right now. We're also seeing kids that are all over the place right now. But they're feeling everything. These poor things are feeling everything. And then if they're in a family of parents who don't get it, what's going on, and energetically being empathic, they're feeling all this stuff. Of course they're feeling like they're coming out of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So be patient with your children. Essential oils would be really good, Epsom salt baths, Himalayan sea salt baths, just to detox their bodies, and then soothing, calming music. If you can keep them away from the TV, keep them away from the TV, period, plain and simple, and keep them outside as much as possible.
Yep. All right, well, we have a question in the chat room from Bandit Fandit, and they want to know about their friend Karen and what's going on with her. What are we picking up? Are you hearing that ringing? Or is that me?
That's you.
Oh, my God. It's really loud in my ears.
Your ears are opening up.
Ooh.
So is your friend Karen, are you asking because she's ill?
Well, no, she seems to be stuck in a situation. She's kind of wondering what's going on situation-wise, like what's happening with her.
I'm hearing that she's just really caught up in the ego. I see her right side of her body. and really negative aspects of self, of the past, and then past lifetimes that are weighing her down, and I see like a chain around her ankle. So it's etheric stuff that's really weighing her down, and it's really in this muck and yuck, and what I'm hearing is drama, chaos, drama, chaos, drama,
chaos.
And
choices.
Yep, and it's choices that she's making. You know, and the thing is this ankle bracelet that I see, this chain, it's very simple. So get her, if you can talk to her, if you have any way of connecting with her, because you can't do the work for her, just so you know, because you would be violating her free will, and she came here for the journey. If she chooses not to, because otherwise I could go in and heal every single one of you so I could get you to where I want you guys to go, but it's your journey. And plus, it's exhausting. It's just plain exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you have an opportunity of being able to talk with her, just sit down and see if she would do a visualization and meditate, or just talk her through it. Just imagine that. How would you cut a chain off of your ankle? Imagine mm-hmm. some big cutter. Have her visualize that, and to free yourself from the drama and the chaos.
Which ankle are you seeing, it left or right?
I'm seeing right.
Okay.
It's the masculine, the right side. That, and that's all masculine energy. That's all masculine stuff. I see her left side is very open, but she's ignoring it. She's getting caught up in old stories that she needs to be done with.
Yeah, and I'm, for some reason I'm picking up like motorcycle or motorcycle gang, or it's the choice of people that she's hanging out with.
You know, is she married? Is she married? I need to know if she's married, because I'm seeing a ball. I take it as reference of ball and chain.
Yeah.
So it's something to do with the husband and
yeah.
her relationship. He's it's not the best relationship. It's not the
yeah.
best relationship.
Yeah.
God, I even hear abuse. I'm even hearing abuse with that. But again, it's amazing.
So she said it's her drunken husband.
Yep. It's amazing how people will stay in there thinking they're going to rescue, or he's beating her down so bad to where she doesn't think she can get out and do any better. So be that supportive friend.
Yeah, be the support, because she's got to come out of this on her own. It's, again, back to choices, and she has to choose to step out of it
mm-hmm.
and move forward. All you can do is be supportive and be there for her. You can gently guide her, but you can't tell her what to do, because she has to make that decision on her own in order to ascend to her next step.
Yep. And don't be the rescuer.
Yeah.
Don't rescue her. Don't let her to where it bogs you down, to where you become so involved in it. Hold the space first. Send her love and light. If you can send her encouraging emails, if you can talk to her on the phone, just saying, just so you know, when you're ready to move forward, I'm here for you. But sometimes, you know, that tough love is the greatest gift that we can give to somebody, saying, I love you enough, but I love myself more, because then that's showing her that you're giving her permission to be for, you know, to do this for herself as well. But she has to make the choice. She has to make the choice. So thank you for that, and I wish you luck. God bless you for doing it.
Oh, shoot. I think we...
Uh-oh. What happened?
I don't know. I think we got dropped or something. Hold on. Oh, there we are.
I was going to say,
like,
I'm going to sing a song for everybody. I'm going to sing a song. You're not going to want to listen, but
okay.
I will sing
so
a song.
She said thank you. You're spot on. So.
Okay. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
Well, obviously, I tend to be doing the emails better. I'm picking up on more on the emails.
All right. So let's take our next caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Gabby, I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Let me take
okay.
I had to get off the speaker. this is in reference to my daughter. My children are disabled, and they were both on Social Security for a very long time. My son still is. My daughter, every 3 years, you have to get re-medically evaluated. And
yes.
In 2011, she was misdiagnosed and removed from Social Security and lost her benefits. I have been attempting to get her back on and was denied twice. I keep appealing because I'm not giving up. And
yeah.
Now I have an attorney, and they are back. They said they've never seen a case like this. I've since had two child psychiatrists say that misdiagnosis was nutty and that should have never happened, and yes, she still has the original diagnosis. So long story short, we've been waiting for our court hearing, because the next step is a federal court hearing, and are awaiting that. There was a 3-year wait. Now we've been waiting 18 months already. And I'd like to know if you can pick up what the outcome may be if she'll be reinstated with full benefits. That's what we're going for.
I'm hearing yes, and you're going to hear something on the 28th.
Yeah. I heard yes.
Okay, wait. You got two people speaking at once. I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Yes, you got yes, and then I'm hearing the 28th. You're going to hear something.
The 28th of this month?
Correct.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yep.
And now my question
you have to remember, we just came out of Mercury in retrograde. There's been a lot of planetary stuff going on. So energetically, if you don't believe in this, trust me, behind the scenes, it does affect stuff, especially legality. So 28, it's going to by the 28th, it's going to be pushing forward, and you're going to have an answer on the 28th. And I'm hearing yes, and Marie got yes as well.
I did get yes.
Okay. Well, I just received from the legal aid where I'm, where the attorney is representing us. She said that she just received something asking for any additional school, you know, stuff, anything more that we can add, which she feels that our case should come up before the year's end. So I'm thinking, well, that's good because we've been waiting an awful long time. So, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm seeing thumbs up, and it feels much lighter, much brighter.
Does that mean that we will get full back pay that we're going for?
I'm actually hearing yes.
Yeah, I heard yes.
Yep.
Okay.
What is your daughter seeing? Does she see things?
Does she see things?
Yeah, does your daughter see things?
She claims that she does, and I don't have any reason to disbelieve her.
Mm-hmm.
She's very sensitive.
Yeah,
she's very sensitive. She's very musically inclined, and she likes art. So we're hoping, as a matter of fact, you know what, when the beginning of the show, I'm giving her a pedicure, you know, and we're listening together, and there was a caller that was talking about the art and to go painting, you know, and you need to be painting, and she was saying about how her soul just longs to paint. And Emily, my daughter, said, Mom, I would love to do that. Do you think I'd be able to do that? I said, you know, the sky's the limit, baby. Who knows? I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing, though, that she communicates a lot with interplanetary beings.
Oh, yeah. She's very gifted. Boy, does she need to tap into that stuff and be okay with it. Be okay with it, not to be afraid of it.
Really? You know, she just brought up time travel to me the other day, 2 days ago.
Yep.
She was asking me about time travel. She goes, do you think it's possible? I said, heck yeah, I think it's possible.
Yep. She has beings from different gateways that are communicating with her. So let her know that, especially when you're, you know, she's in the situation she is. People can feel nuts, but let her know, she is communicating with other light beings.
Mm-hmm.
From different places, from different gateways. So she's way out there. She goes way out there.
Yeah.
She's very gifted. She doesn't realize to the extent how gifted she is.
Oh, that's so cool to hear. She's not here right now, but I'll play the archives for her so she can hear this.
Good.
Yeah. Tell her it's okay. And, you know, what she's seeing is real. So don't discount it. And
don't discourage her, which I never do.
Yeah, the conversations are okay. Let her know that.
Just out of curiosity purposes, just with my background as a counselor, what's her diagnosis?
Autism.
Lord, and that's what I work with. Oh, my God, she is, Lordy.
When three PhDs back, he said she doesn't have autism, she has Asperger's. And as soon as they said that, Social Security cut her. And I'm like, no. And since then, I was homeschooling her because she was not placed properly and she was getting bullied. And then since then, she's been in a different school that has an ASD class and she straight A's beautifully. She's done so well. And she's entering high school this year, so she's just totally stoked and looking forward to it big time. So. Yeah, and her friends are, you know, her little stuffed animals that are real to her, and I encourage them. I'm like, you know what? They're real, and if you say they're real, then they're real. So there we
and
go.
And just so you know, oh, how wonderful. She is so lucky to have you as a mom because, believe it or not, those animals
have
energy.
I'm lucky to have her,
too. Because, the beings can come in and communicate. So just so you know, just listen to her and just guide her and let her know that she's so much cooler than what people don't see her for who she really is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how spectacular
so cool.
she is.
And you know
continue
what?
To remind her of that.
That's how I feel about her, and I always have. So this is really cool.
And you know,
that
and also tell her,
remind
her that she's a bright light and not to let anybody dim her down. Remind her of that, and she'll know what that means.
Yep.
Oh, that's
she's
so
a light
cool.
worker.
Yep.
Remind her she is a light
worker.
It's very important that she hear that. Her soul needs to hear that.
Yep. She's a facilitator of love. She has a lot of love, so much love.
That's true. She does.
Yep.
How cool that you picked that
up. And that's
up.
A big
I
deal.
Love it.
It's a very big deal. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for taking the time to chat with me for a little bit. That was
you're
cool.
You're welcome.
So,
have a great evening.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You all
thank
have a nice
you.
Evening.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's grab our next
I call. Love that call. Loved it.
Grab our next caller here. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Anne. I'm calling from New York.
Hi,
Anne. Hello, Anne. Do you have a question or a comment?
We've been trying, well, both. I enjoy your show a lot. I'm just trying
thank
to go outside
you.
So it's not so loud. We're fixing our house to try to, we had it on the market to sell, and now we tried renting. And my question for you guys, I'm not sure if you'd be able to help me with this, is I've tried, I feel like there's a lot of energy in the house. That's why we've been attracting such really odd people. like unbelievably crazy situations, which you don't have time to hear, have happened from when we did rent it, even people that were going to buy it. And I personally moved because I couldn't stand the feeling of the house as nice as it looks.
Yeah.
And I've done the stage and everything, and I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I should try, because I don't even want to be here right now painting.
if you can do, if you know anybody who has dousing sticks, like Sage does the very superficial cleaning, but dousing sticks or a pendulum, and you're going to ask that all the energy, and you're going to have to go room to room, and you want to sit here and name everything, the four corners, above, below, so it's the north, the west, the south, the east, as above, so below, as well as within, to all four corners, and you want to do it with the windows, the closets. And it's time-consuming. It can be hours, but I'm telling you, you feel a difference in it. And you ask that all the negative energies, frequencies, and vibrancies are released. But you want to make sure that you're bringing in angels. I mean, there's a process to it, but there are people who specifically cleanse houses. Marie and I also do that, but we charge for that, just so you know. But there's people who do that, but you can try it yourself. But you want to reverse all the negative energy. Mm-hmm. And so your pendulum or your dousing sticks, you're going to find out what's positive, what's negative. And I've been in a room to where it's taken over an hour to do it, just so you know. And then once it's done, the pendulum will either stop or the dousing sticks will stop. And then you ask that it's filled up with positive energy to the northwest, southeast, as above, so below, as well as within in all four corners. So there's a process to it, but you can clean it. But I'm hearing there's some ghosts in there. There's some ghosts in there.
Well, it's funny that you just said the delphine sticks. I think, because I did bring a couple people in to do clearings back when they were first here. I haven't done it in over a year because not any disrespect to any of the groups around here, but it was almost like they just kind of didn't really know what, I don't know if they were just hoping to see something one day or what they were doing, but it made things much worse when they left.
Oh.
So. They did a lot of things.
Well, you know, the thing is, somebody could have opened something up. Something could have opened up, but that something needs to be taken care of anyways, you know? So
I
see something.
There's definitely a little girl here.
Yes, yes. Do you have a basement to that house?
No, actually, but it's kind of like a dirt crawl space.
Okay, well, I'm seeing something down there. Which you're going, well, Beth, I'm not getting my butt down there. But there's energy down there, and it's staying there, but it's connected. I'm seeing it, and that's interesting that you said it's a dirt crawl, because I'm seeing it within the earth. And I'm asking, was that a being, or is that a ley line?
We had a weird sinkhole happen.
Did you?
We don't own the land. It's almost kind of like how trailer parks would be, and their actual manufactured houses here.
Oh.
So we didn't
have
control over that. Yeah.
Is it a land trust?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so you own the house, but not the land.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you said something about this. If it was like a, you know, like where the sinkhole was. No,
oh,
we own the
oh,
house,
okay.
but not the land.
Okay, so you okay? So you're on a land trust. So, okay. So God, then. So whoever.
It's really bizarre because it's a newer house.
You know what? That land.
That land needs to be cleared.
It needs to be consecrated. But you know what? I really truly believe, because it's a fear of yours and you need to overcome it. Remember, nothing can help hurt you if you do not have fear with it. Because you're going to find out how powerful you really are. Find out
no,
about
right.
Consecrating the land, and that means you're going to go and bless the land. But it's a process.
Yeah, because I'm. Is it native? Is it native land? Native
it almost.
American
it
land?
Almost. It almost feels like it's Native American land, to be honest with you.
It could be.
But that.
And it's,
yeah,
it's very bizarre because I used to be, like you just pointed out, scared of everything. And then when I moved here, I felt like it was my big test. And I did. I dealt with things that I've never seen and, you know, got used to it. But now it's just like, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah.
It just
do
is
you,
a very,
you
know, you feel
any,
sick and.
Yeah. Do you have any Native American people around you?
I don't think so, but. My fiance is adopted. We don't really know his complete heritage.
Okay.
But around the area, there is a cemetery, a very, very old cemetery.
Yeah.
I'm even hearing if you could connect with a shaman,
that's
they would be able to come in and bless
that's
the
what
land.
I'm a Native American shaman needs to come in there because there's something Native American that's related to that land, whether it was taken from them or it's old ceremonial or burial ground.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Yeah, you definitely need a Native American to come in there and clear that and bless the land.
Oh,
and I'm like in
one.
That crawl space, I'm seeing that there's stuff in there and even lower than that. So it's like deep stuff and it's going to you need somebody who really knows about the energy stuff and can see stuff to be able
okay.
to bless that. And you want to do that for the next people. You just want to do that. You want to be that responsible owner and everything because you want everything to have peace. You want everything to have peace and, you know, for the negative to be able to end on that. So,
oh, definitely. That's what I thought I was doing. That's why I gave up on the group thing because I'm like, boy, I found some of the best people. They cost a lot of money. And
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like, forget it. Nothing happens. It just, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think if I know anybody in New York. I mean, if you don't know anybody, I can ask around on Facebook.
Okay,
who
that would
does,
be great.
Who does that kind of work in your area?
Upstate. Okay.
I could email you guys and ask. You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Email us, and then we can put it out on Facebook and see.
Yeah, and Marie and I have enough resources, enough networks, and I know people up there. I just don't personally know them because I know I've on my page. There are people who talk about that stuff, so I can find out. Normally, like, Marie and I would be able to do it online, but this one feels like somebody actually has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good one, I can tell you that. So I'm happy that you're confirming I'm not loony because it's been
no,
a long
No, you're
road.
Not loony.
No, and I because I'm hearing there has to be a ceremony. There's a ceremony that's needed for this. So, yeah, send us
it
an email.
It does go back
can...
and forth, so it's got to be the land, you're right. So I will.
Yep.
I'll definitely
yep.
do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you,
well,
guys.
Well, good luck to you, and like we said, email us, and then we can get on that for you.
I will. I'll do it sometime tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, sounds
okay.
good.
Thank you. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we have a question in the chat room from another Anne. What do you see for me and my friend Bob for the future?
Bob.
Bob.
Anne and Bob. Are you wanting to get married? I'm hearing nuptials. Is that what you're wanting?
Nuptials, yes.
You know what? I'm hearing by the end of the year. Boy, that's not too far away, is it?
Because you heard nuptials and I heard the song, Here Comes the Bride.
Yep, I'm hearing by the end of the year, November.
I'm hearing you guys are a really good match. Do you feel like you're a really good match? He's not divorced yet. But I feel like you guys have a connection. Do you feel that? Yeah, they do. Okay.
Yeah. I'm hearing that's more soulmate stuff, soulmate stuff. Mm-hmm. The marriage was something that the marriage that he was in, it wasn't meant to be. But you want him to finish and work because he has to let go of that relationship. He has to let go of that one. And as long as he does his work, but, yeah, you guys are vibrationally a very good match.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there could be nuptials. They could be out of one into another by November. I'm here by the end of the year, but November keeps coming up. Oh, Thanksgiving. So it could be done by Thanksgiving. So
it looks like he plans to be in that marriage. What do you feel?
And he's going to stay in that marriage? No, he's not. No, he's not.
Uh-oh. I don't feel that either.
Because if he's because of whether or not if there's kids involved and she's threatening or whatever, it's not vibrationally a match there. And she'll see it. She'll see it. Who wants to stay unhappy?
Exactly.
In this day and age, nobody stays in a marriage if they don't have to if they're unhappy.
Can't leave due to finances.
Oh, it's amazing how miracles can happen when people are supposed to come together. So keep your chin up there, Anne. Keep
mm-hmm.
your chin up.
Exactly.
Right. And just remember, free will comes in if you're going, then you know what? Then you have to look at what are you waiting around for. But otherwise, vibrationally, you guys are a very good match.
Yeah, that's what I picked up. All right, so we'll get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with? Hello, hello.
Are you on mute?
Oh, nope, they just hung up.
Okay.
Oh, maybe they were just wanting to listen.
Oh, just
well.
Wanting to listen. Sorry, we didn't mean to scare you.
We didn't mean to scare you.
That's okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to make you hang up. Okay, if anybody has a question, 347-327-9360. We have about 15 minutes left. If anybody else comments.
You know, that's really interesting, you know, that our caller that we just had with the house thing, that's not the only person that I've had that conversation with. So I would say that's probably where we're at energetically, too, spaces that are needing to be cleaned up right now.
Who?
So, again, well, I'm not just saying anybody should go and clean that space up because you want to know what you're doing because you don't know what you're
Yeah, because
if
they came in and they didn't know what they were doing properly and they opened up another portal, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you have people who come in and know what they're doing.
And you do. You do. Marie and I also do that, you guys. We haven't told you that, but we do go in and do house clearings. And it's not just an hour. It's a process. So,
mm-hmm.
But you're going to pay money for that. That's not something that we do for free because
I think the last one we did was, didn't it go almost to 3 hours?
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
We were exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I can spend time in just one room and do an hour clearing that energy because you have to get rid of all the attachments that are in there. And there's a way to do it then. And you have to make sure that you're not calling upon the wrong source. I mean, you don't want to just draw on anything. You want to set an intent. I mean, it's a process.
Yeah, and depending on the age of the home, you're going all the way back.
Yeah.
To when it was first built, and then if you have land issues, you have to go all the way back there too. So
all the way back, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, clearing that space up, clearing it up. So don't be shocked hearing that on with your friends or anything, because there are veils that are opening up. They're becoming thinner and thinner, so we're seeing more and more. A lot more people are reporting ghosts and other things. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on, the veil. There's a veil between the earth and the other planes. So I wish it would just already open it up already.
Well, according to I have heard that, someone has said she's pretty big in this circle, that it actually opened up in June. So,
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why people are experiencing more because it
could be
very thin to none right
well,
now.
You know, and just with energetics, what we're going through, that veil pretty soon is going to be non-existent. We've got a ways to go yet. It's not all the way there, but, I mean, you can see things. You can see things that we haven't been able to see before with a visible eye, with a physical eye. So,
wow.
Interesting, really interesting looking things.
Yeah. I was just reading a a note in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Something similar to what Anne was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's in a similar situation. Her first love, and she reconnected 4 years back.
Uh-huh.
Never lost their feelings.
Yes.
She's available. He's in an unhappy marriage but is staying due to a child. And so they don't connect in person, so they don't cross any lines.
Yes.
But 27 years later, still loves the man.
Yes.
So that's kind of interesting.
Very interesting.
You know, that could be a twin flame that they just don't connect in this.
Could be. I don't know enough about the twin flames.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not an expert.
If you have that
here.
Connection and
yeah.
you know that you're so connected by your soul, and but sometimes you can't be with that person
mm-hmm.
in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We know some people like that, and it's tough.
It is.
Because you know that, God, if you would give anything to be with this person,
mm-hmm.
but the situation in this lifetime for both of you prevents you from doing that.
And then especially if you have a twin flame that's unbalanced. I'm asking mine's balanced.
Oh, God.
But
mine
in
is
order
balanced,
to
healthy, exactly in the same place, whole, healed.
I'm asking for that, but in order to be able to attract it, you know, you have to be
mm-hmm.
balanced, too.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
I want more than a soulmate.
Well, you know, a soulmate can be, it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic relationship.
Oh, no, no.
You know,
no.
Your sister could be your soulmate. It's just, it's part of your soul group that you've traveled with, and then you want to live this life with that person. Yeah, I know, I'm not talking about your specific. But, you know, like a lot of our friends.
Oh, yes.
Are our soulmates, because
yeah.
these are our part of our soul group that we've traveled with. So a soulmate, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, oh, he's my perfect soulmate. Well, that's great, but soulmates, even if you're in a romantic relationship with a soulmate, it's not guaranteed to last because you come and you do your work together and then you move on. So I know sometimes people have a, you know, notion that they say, oh, I just want to meet my soulmate and fall in love and be, you know, in marriage forever, and but it doesn't happen that way. Because if you have committed to a contract between the two of you when you come down here and you complete that contract, then you move on. A soulmate isn't guaranteed to stay in your life forever.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
So
I've had lots of soulmates come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought I was hooked up with my soul family, but it's like, again, my soul family doesn't feel any different than my physical family. It's got to be different. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
And sometimes, you know, if you're in a romantic relationship or, you know, you have that love that your souls feel, you can always love that person. You just can't be with them.
Exactly.
You know, you just move on. And it's easy to say you move on, but you hold those feelings. And if you know you can't be together, then you carry those feelings with you. But try to move your life in a different direction.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else we need to talk about. Remember to journal, get rid of those old stories, burn them. Before you know it, fall's going to be here. And you also want to do it before fall because, as you know, the seasons change, we go through different phases. So it's still getting rid of the old. And then come winter, fall and winter, you know, is when it's more of a little bit slumber time, and that's when we're going to be busy on working, getting stuff ready for springtime again.
Yeah, and I think this weekend is a full moon, too, and I think it's a super moon. Super full moon.
Another super full moon?
Mm-hmm.
What day?
So I'll have to look into that. I know it's this weekend. So I'll have to look into that more. You know, I'm going to be, if I'm really good at remembering and working on this, I'm going to be trying to do a page on our website where we do, like, updates on the energies and what's going on. So I will be diligent about putting that on there. And also I do that on our Facebook page. So if you're wondering, you know, if there's anything that I feel like any energies that people need to know about or, you know, weekly forecasts or the moons, when to write your abundance check, check out the Facebook page because I always post that information there. So we have about 10 minutes left. I don't know if you don't.
I'm trying to think. You know, this would be a good time, you guys, also to use your crystals and stones. Your crystals and stones and just lay them on you and then attempt to maybe sleep with one underneath your pillow. I always sleep with rose quartz. That tends to bring in more of the gentle dreams and the gentler energies. Carry the lighter colored stones in your left pocket and the darker, like the black stones, the brown stones, in your right-hand side. because one is the lighter colors are the feminine side, left side, and the darker ones are in your masculine side. And so you want grounding. So, like, I carry rose quartz in my left and either jet or onyx or obsidian, snowflake obsidian in my right for the grounding. Not saying that it helps me the most, but the love, definitely. I right now I'm wearing a lot of pink, but pink is what I need to be wearing right now, the self-love stuff. And I know I'm not the only one out there who needs it. So surround yourself with crystals and stones. Set up little grids in your whatever space that you're in, whether it's a living room or your not in your bedroom, because the bedroom can become really active and it can affect your sleeping. But I'd say either in the kitchen, if you have a main area, like a table to put it on, or in the living room, put up a little altar so you can go there and that's your sacred space and set the intent of what you want to keep in that space. So that means you're not going to go do business in that space. You're not going to go and have harsh conversations in that space. You're not going to be on the cell phone or the computer in that space. It's just a little sacred space to where that's where your peace, love, and harmony is at.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is coming through right now. And now I just went blank on the other one because I just got disconnected. But it had to do with how to take care of yourselves right now. Baths. I'm hearing baths. Epsom salt baths will help with removing and taking out toxins that we have in our body.
And if you don't like baths like me, you can still use Epsom salt in the shower. If you really feel like you need to, you know, release whatever's hanging on, just use a scrub or use it as a scrub and it'll work the same.
I'm hearing baths. You need to really take a bath. Take a bath. Sit in it for 5 minutes. You can get up and take a shower. You can take a shower. Are you really that filthy? Are you filthy?
I have such an aversion to taking a bath. I can't stand it.
Seriously. I love baths. Give me a 6-foot tub so I can float in there. I would love it.
Yuck.
Those are my mermaid days. My mermaid days.
Yeah, I don't know.
But something for that, because it has to do with toxins coming out of the body right now. So it's what we're exposed to.
Yeah.
Think of all the chemicals that are spraying and flying around in the air, you guys. That affects us, unknown to us. So.
And I have constant buzzing and ringing in my ears, so it'll be interesting to see what my dreams are going to be tonight, because it started about 45 minutes ago. And boy, it's just a constant tone. So the angels are really going full force.
And clear your auric field, you guys. You can go onto YouTube. I'm hearing a lot of people have a lot of rips and tears in their auric field. That's your electromagnetic field. And it can get really big. So ask the angels to come in, help clear it out. But you have to do it for meditation. You can't just drive in a car and go, hey, can you guys take care of it for me? Because the whole point is, you guys, this new energy is about us being more conscious of what it is we're doing and how we're living, and that we're taking accountability and responsibility for being us and not leaving it to somebody else.
Yeah, and also, you know, if you guys are out and about, you're having a good time and you're drinking, please be aware.
Don't forget
clear yourself when you come home.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's one drink, just clear yourself, because that does put holes in your auric field and it allows things to come in. So there's nothing, you know, wrong with going out and having a good time, but be aware of it and make sure you clear yourself.
And just so you guys know, auric rips in your auric field are not just go, okay, I visualize that it's just that it's put back together. It's not as easy as that. If it were, Lord, I'd be A-okay all the time, let me tell you. It's a process. You have to go in there, clean it out, because there's levels to us. We're really deep on an etheric level. You don't realize how deep and how far we go. We're more than what our mind can even comprehend, so we have to go in there, clear it out. And then I'm going to say something else that a lot of people might be going, what are you talking about? We have implants within us from during our night sleep because of programs that we came in with this lifetime and other lifetimes from other beings that are trying to lower our energy. A lot of us have programs set up for if we ever got this far spiritually, that we do things to sabotage ourselves because of past lifetimes when we misused and abused our gifts. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes on with auric tears. So you need to go in there, find out what got in there, and get that cleared out. And then you want it's like doing etheric surgery, having surgery, sewing it up. It's a very delicate operation, you know what I'm saying? So just do it. Clear your aura every single day. Balance your chakras every single day. And ask that the front and the back are, you know, balanced and aligned. And that's a process. You can find a lot of that stuff on YouTube, or you can set up an appointment with me or Marie or the both of us, and we can teach you how to do that. So
yeah, and check out our archives, because we've talked about these things on different shows as well. So
You know, it's not a full description.
Yeah.
But if it's something you're drawn to, and then you can say, listen, I listened to this show and I want this session, then that's how you contact us. Go to our website.
And there's a lot that's going on with our Earth Seed, the way we're connected with the Earth Seed right now. So that's really interesting. I haven't come into the full of what that is, but I had some information coming in on that. So it'll be interesting what's going to be presenting itself. So
exactly.
What is needed for people to know right now, just know, keep breathing. Keep on swimming, 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 as Dory says. Keep on swimming.
Yeah.
Don't give up and know you're not the only one out there, even though it's a very lonely road. It is, but it's meant to be.
Yep.
It's meant to be.
Yep. So thank you all for being with us tonight.
Yep,
and
thank you
for all the people who called in or typed in or emailed and asked us a question. And we haven't got a guest lined up for next Tuesday, but we will get someone. And
the worst case scenario, we're doing readings again. That's the worst case scenario.
Yep.
So we're sending you guys love and light.
Yes. Have a great evening, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.